Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And yes, DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of your home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You get plenty of options like slots and blackjack and roulette. And all you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. Mr. Greg, how are you doing today?
I am doing well, Jim. Good to be on with you. Good to be in the yellow phase for now here in Dauphin County. And, just living the dream. I guess this is the second week of that. But, you know, things are moving in the right direction here in other parts of the state. We, of course, hope that you all are happy and healthy and safe where you are. And, Jim, I think I am more optimistic than I've been in a long time that we're not just going to have a college football season in 2020. We're going to have an on-time college football season. It just feels like things are moving in the correct direction right now.
That is fantastic news. And for those who don't know, I am up in Columbia County. We are going green, I think, on Friday of this week. And you could just see the tone around here. People are ready to get out and about. Weather's turned nice. So all good news, and especially with college football. Before we get to all of the news about the season itself, whenever I have you on, Greg, that means we've got to start with recruiting. So let's start there. In quarter number two, we could get to all of the updates on the season because there's a lot going on with that also. But we're going to start with recruiting. And we know we've been talking for weeks how Penn State has been working on several different tight ends for the class of 2021. And if you can't get a tight end in the class of 2021, why not go for the class of 2023? And Penn State got a commitment from Matthias Barnwell from Virginia. Just to give you an idea, he is going to be a sophomore this fall in high school. He's listed at 6'5", 240 pounds. What could you tell us about this commitment from Matthias Barnwell, Greg?
Yeah, you know, Penn State got a chance to host him on campus, Jim, earlier this year, right before things started to shut down. I guess about a month before things started to shut down, but they wowed him. You know, Tyler Bowen continues to be an incredibly maybe underrated part of this coaching staff, not just from a position coach perspective, but also as a recruiter as well. Just really on top of things, really on the ball, and has a big part in Penn State landing Matthias Barnwell here. He's a guy who, as a member of the class of 2023, Jim, does not have a star ranking yet, is not rated by the recruiting sites yet, but our friend of the program, Brian Doan from 247 Sports, calls him an elite level top 10 program kind of talent, which of course is a conversation that Penn State is in. So when we got to talk to him not long after he announced his commitment, you know, Barnwell was pretty stoked about the fact that everything that he wants at a school, Penn State has. And so even though he can't sign a national letter of intent until December 2022, he still felt like it was the right idea, the right time to just commit now, not even play games with dealing with other coaches and worrying about visits. And look, it's a long way until he can decide. Anything could happen. You know, For all we know, Tyler Bowen could be a head coach by 2023 with the kind of trajectory that his career is on. Is it possible? Sure. Is it likely? Probably not. But who would have thought Ricky Ronnie would be the coach at Old Dominion right now? So, you know, we'll see how things shake out. But, you know, hey, you take the commitments when you can get them. Obviously, Penn State likes him and vice versa. So it was a good get and some positive news on the recruiting trail, Jim, after a couple of weeks now, I guess, of not really good things, good signs for Penn State and James Franklin on the recruiting side of things.
Well, we'll get to the bad news in a second, but just sticking with Barnwell for a minute here. 6'5", 240 pounds. He is currently a freshman in high school. And if you're already 6'5", 240, what are the chances of him staying a tight end and not growing into a tackle by the time you know, December of 2022 comes around?
Right. Yeah. Some breaking news, Jim, just to transition a little bit. Blue White Illustrated is reporting that CJ Holmes has hit the transfer portal. So he was recently given some shout outs by Jim. I just got to stop and reflect on the fact that breaking news has happened while we are recording that right after we had finished recording. I think we need to appreciate that. For the listeners that don't know, if Jim and I had a dollar for every time we finished recording for the day only to have a commitment happen or some other breaking news happen, Jim and I would be playing the DraftKings casino almost 24 hours a day. That's how many dollars we would have. So I guess not totally unsurprising news there, Jim. You know, the problem that CJ Holmes ran into, sorry to hijack this segment, but the problem that he ran into, right, is that he was an offensive guy at Notre Dame, and he never really had a position when he got to Penn State, and they couldn't really figure out what the best position for him was going to be. And it just really wasn't going to, I don't think, ever work out the way he wanted it to. So good luck to him. You know, he tried. He gave it his best shot. We'll see how things shake out. But, Jim, back to the recruiting side of things, I actually forget where we were in that conversation. But, you know, with Barnwell, I think that, you know, again, you don't know how things are going to shake out a long, long time from now until he can sign. But you take what you can get. And do you remember exactly what we were in the middle of before I broke us into a CJ Holmes conversation?
Well, I'm going to segue a little bit too with CJ Holmes. He was not on scholarship, was he?
Not to the best of my knowledge, no.
Okay. So this doesn't really affect the scholarship numbers.
At this point, no. Let me double check on that while you're, you know, I'll take me a second here to kind of transition. But I will check the old internet machine. This is another thing you miss out on, Jim. Me frantically looking up at notes and things in the middle of a segment, trying to figure out the answer to something while I continue talking. But yeah, I do not believe that he was. Now, of course, keep in mind that we don't get every little scholarship change or tweak that the Penn State football program makes, right? So there's sometimes guys that get semester scholarships, and unless there's a social media video or something, we don't know about it. So gut tells me no, CJ Thorpe not on not on scholarship, but I will double check.
You mean CJ Holmes?
Or CJ Holmes, yeah. CJ Thorpe, of course, is definitely on scholarship. CJ Holmes, I don't think was.
Okay. Well, and real quick before we get to some of the other recruiting news, where we were was I was asking about Barnwell, and again, it's so far away, but if he's just finishing his freshman year at high school and he's already 6'5", 240 pounds, what are the chances he's going to stay at tight end and not turn himself into a tackle?
Yeah, good question, Jim. CJ Holmes is not on scholarship, just for the record. Okay. As it relates to Barnwell, I'll finally answer that question for you. You know, Brian Doan, again, a friend of the program who wrote a pretty good analysis and evaluation of Barnwell is right now. He thinks that he can play tight end at 260 pounds, so he's building into his predictions, the fact that he assumes, of course, that Barnwell is going to put a little bit of weight on. But, you know, as he gets taller, some of that weight might go by the wayside, too. It's kind of a 50-50 thing, I think. So, you know, is it possibly grows into an offensive lineman? Sure. Again, with a guy who can't sign a national letter of intent for that long, just about anything is possible. But, you know, again, I think Penn State, what it has to do at this point is get the commitments from guys it thinks are elite talents and then figure out what position they're going to play down the road. Now, he was pretty adamant yesterday, Jim, when I got the chance to talk to him that he would be a tight end at the college level. But you're right. Who knows how his body's going to change over the next few years.
Anyway, that's going to be a big tight end if he's able to maintain that athletic ability. Let's move on now to some of the more negative news. Another four-star recruit, Caden Prather, four-star wide receiver from Virginia. He committed to West Virginia, which kind of continues that trend of not getting the four-star recruits to sign, along with another four-star wide receiver, Dante Thornton, who, you know, is not going to Penn State, and he was once a commit to Penn State. Caden Prather had crystal ball predictions to go to Penn State. And from me personally, the concern I have here, it's one thing when you lose a commitment to Ohio State or Clemson. It's a little different when you lose out to West Virginia. It creates a situation where I think a lot of people are asking, what's going on with this recruiting, Greg?
Well, I know we don't have a ton of time left after my my transition there for a moment to CJ Holmes, but maybe Jarrett Parker was a better recruiter than we gave him credit for. I think that certainly plays a role here. The new offensive coordinator at West Virginia, former Penn State coach, of course. I don't think you can ignore that. Combination and that factor. So, I was very surprised by that. In fact, I was out on the golf course this weekend, and someone texted me and said, a colleague of mine, and said, "Hey, I can write something up for you. If you like on Caden Prather picking West Virginia." I looked at my phone and thought, "Am I in some kind of alternate reality? Where did that come from?" And sure enough, load up his social media account, and there you have it. There it was. So, very surprising to me. Did not see that coming. You know, it's recruiting, Jim, right? So we're never totally shocked when something unexpected happens, because that's the nature of recruiting. And we'll get to some of those losses later in the show. But, I do think that Taylor Stubblefield is probably impacted more than we could ever imagine by the fact that he is not able to get these guys on campus and pitch them on what he can do for their careers, their future, their lives. In person. He has to do it all over a Zoom meeting. And I think that's really hurting Penn State. And Kurt Soraka, same boat. You know, Kurt Soraka is not able to bring these guys in, sit them down, and show them what Penn State players even look like in his offense, because they haven't had any practices since he got here. Some things are not breaking the way we thought they would for Penn State on the recruiting trail. I think some of it just is the way things go at times. But alternatively, I also think that the dead period is going to hurt some teams more than others. Penn State certainly being hurt by it right now.
Well, and I believe the question a lot of Penn State fans are asking, isn't every other team in the same boat as far as having to the inability to bring players on campus? Other schools also have a changeover in coaching. So anyway, we'll be talking about that for the next several weeks. But in quarter number two, we're going to talk about this college football season that it looks like it's going to happen.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.